Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll have some songs about arachnids and celebrate the birthdays of Isham Jones, Manny Klein, and Herman Hupfeld. A friend of mine named Mike, who is also a regular and enthusiastic listener of the show, was recently hospitalized for nearly a week due to what they originally thought might have been a spider bite. I'm glad that Mike is now back home and recuperating, but I don't think they ever did figure out exactly what the culprit was. But just in case it was a spider, here, with best wishes to listener Mike for a complete and speedy recovery, are some rapidly rotating records about creepy crawly spiders, beginning with the Washboard Rhythm Kings.
I love my man from his head down to his because that jet black spider has fallen in my teeth. I'm going to New Orleans to get this Toby fixed up mine. I'm going to New Orleans to get this Toby fixed up mine. I am having trouble. I can't keep from crying. Cause I'm wound and tangled in this spider web nest.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I bring you the great, gorgeous, gigantic overture known as the Web Song. You've never heard it by Tchaikovsky. You never heard it by Rimsky-Korsakov, because they didn't know any better. But now, I bring you one of yours truly, Little Fats Waller's Spider and the Fly. I'm coming out of the web. Be careful now. I'll vamp you in.
Won't you come into my parlor? Said the spider to the fly. I've the cutest little living room that you did ever spy. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Oh fly.
Oh fly.
Oh fly.
Oh fly.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Because she walked into his parlor, unsuspecting little fly. You should see my art collection, it's the best that gold can buy. Not to speak of my fine etchings, that will surely please your eye. Oh, fly.
Oh, fly.
Bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
Oh, fly.
Oh, fly.
Because you walked into his parlor, unsuspecting little fly. You must hear my new Victrola, never fails to satisfy. We can play the latest music, Susie Q and Heidi High. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Oh fly.
Oh fly.
Oh fly.
Oh fly.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Because you walked into his parlor, unsuspecting little fly. Yaddy. Yaddy. Come on out of that web. Yad, 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 yad. As a gentleman and scholar, by the spider to the fly. After you have seen my parlor, you no longer will be shy. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Oh fly.
Oh fly.
Oh fly.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Because you walked into his parlor, unsuspecting little fly. Come out of that web. Thank you.
But she walked into his parlor unsuspecting, little fire.
Fats Waller with The Spider and the Fly, written by Fats along with Andy Razaf and James C. Johnson. Some of you may have figured out that that was actually two records put together. That spoken introduction was from a 1939 Associated transcription disc, but the rest was a 1940 Victor 78, which I think was a better rendition of the song. Before Fats, we heard the Memphis Jug Band with The Spider's Nest Blues, written by Jenny Mae Clayton. The vocalist on that Victor 78, recorded on June 5, 1930 in Memphis, Tennessee, was Hattie Hart. The Memphis Jug Band was founded by Memphis guitar player Will Shade and featured either Jan Jones or Hambone Lewis on jug. We began the show with the Washboard Rhythm Kings and Spider Crawl, written by Jack Bland and Eddie Condon. Some spider songs for listener Mike, with best wishes for a speedy recovery from whatever it was that bit him. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Now, you've heard that saying, where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, we just had a set of spider songs, and where there are spiders, there are webs. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records about webs, beginning with Lee Morse and her Bluegrass Boys.
Because the clouds are grumbling, don't think the world is tumbling. No need worrying, lose that frown, you'll soon be feeling well. A little home philosophy will help you shake that spell. Change all of your gray skies, turn them into gay skies, and keep sweeping the cobwebs off the moon. What good is your pining? Find your silver lining and keep sweeping the cobwebs on the moon. You'll make the clouds hurry away, humming a lovely love song. Some lucky day, somebody may come along. So chase all of your sorrows, take care of tomorrow, and keep sweeping the cobwebs on the moon. Change all of your gray skies, turn them into gay skies, and keep sweeping the cobwebs on the moon. What good is your piling? Find your silver lining and keep sweeping the cobwebs on the moon. You'll make the clouds hurry away, humming a lovely love song. Some lucky day, somebody may come along. So chase all of your sorrow, take care of tomorrow, and keep
sweeping the cobwebs off the moon. Lay your broken melody upon the strings of fantasy. Forget about your rainbow schemes. Spin a little web of dreams. There's a rosy dawn on high that flames across a summer sky to capture all its golden beams. Spin a little web of dreams. Spread your pillow for a willow silvered by the moon. linger there, and love will find you soon. Love will take you by the hand and lead you to its wonderland. Forget about your rainbow schemes, spin a little web of dreams.
Story very old of a spider very bold and a timid little pretty little fly. I don't believe in nursery rhymes, I've heard them all so many times. So tell me something new, at least please try. It's just a modern version of a fairy tale that's let Cupid be the spider and the fly a girl like you. When you're caught in the web of love, there is nothing that you can do. Somebody's arm so tightly wrapped around you, somebody's lips to say I'm glad I found you. There is joy in each fond caress. Girl and boy find their above you, they know he loves you when you're caught in a web of love. When you're caught in the web of love, there is nothing that you can do. Somebody's so tightly wrapped around you, somebody's lips to say I'm glad I found you. There is joy in each fond caress. Girl and boy find their happiness. Above you, they know he loves you when you're caught in the web of love.
From late 1929, Earl Burnett and his Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel Orchestra featuring the vocal by the Biltmore Trio and the Web of Love. Before that, we heard George Scott Wood and his orchestra with the vocal by Sam Brown and Spin a Little Web of Dreams from March 1, 1934. That was featured in the 1934 picture Fashions of 1934, starring William Powell and Betty Davis, where it was choreographed by Busby Berkeley. We began with Lee Morris and her Bluegrass Boys and Keep Sweeping the Cobwebs from the Moon, written by Oscar Levant, Sam Lewis, and Joe Young. That was recorded December 9, 1927. Some web songs, once again, with best wishes to listener Mike. We love to get email, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, February 4th, marked the birth in 1908 in New York of trumpeter Manny Klein. His professional music career began in the late 20s with Louis Katzman and his orchestra, and he was with Al Goodman and his follow-through orchestra playing for the Broadway show Follow Through in late 1928. He was a prominent figure on New York radio, and since he was able to play lead trumpet, he was in great demand, playing with the bands of Red Nichols, Joe Venuti, Roger Wolf Kahn, the Dorsey Brothers, and others. He recorded frequently with the Boswell Sisters and occasionally led his own groups. In 1937, he moved to California, where he played with Matty Melnick, Ray Noble, Frank Trumbauer, and Artie Shaw. In 1942, he became a studio musician for MGM, and later that same year entered the military, after which he returned to studio work. He appears uncredited in the 1953 picture From Here to Eternity, and was active into the 1960s. Here are three featuring Manny Klein.
And you know darn well that it's you again, 'cause you said last night we were through again, and now I'm blue again. I'm alone again, alone again, and I'm out around on my own again, 'cause my mockingbird has flown again, and I'm alone again. Though I say I hate you, I love you more every day. Though I aggravate you, honest I'm dying to say that it's new again, you again, and we'll meet today at two again. But tonight we'll fight and be true again, and I'll be blue again. Thank you.
little closer every day to me. That's the way I long to hear you say you'll be. I'd like to lock you in my heart, dear, and then lose the key. Just a little closer when you hold my hand. Just a little word to make me understand. I know you're mine, but still I want you. Just a little closer,
cigar in his mouth. Of course I knew that he was from the South.
Hot stuff. From January of 1930, Rube Bloom and his Bayou Boys, featuring Manny Klein on trumpet and the Man from the South. That was written by Harry M. Woods and Rube Bloom. The vocalist there was Roy Evans. Before that, Bert Hirsch was directing the Hit of the Week Orchestra, including Manny Klein and one other on trumpet, and Just a Little Closer, from August 28th of 1930. We began our tribute to Manny Klein with the Benrus Radio Orchestra. Ben Russ wasn't the name of an orchestra leader, but was a watch brand in the 20s. The company was founded by Benjamin Lazarus, who used parts of his first name, Ben, and his last name, Russ, to come up with Ben Russ. The Ben Russ Radio Orchestra was actually a Sam Lannon band sponsored on radio by the Ben Russ Watch Company. That was Blue Again with the vocal by Paul Small in January of 1931. I'm Glenn Robison and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, February 1st, marked the birth in 1894 in Montclair, New Jersey, of composer and lyricist Herman Hupfeld. You'll see as many references to Herman Hupfield as Hupfeld, but the Songwriters Hall of Fame lists him as Hupfeld, so that's what we're going with. He studied violin in Germany at age 9, but attended high school in Montclair, New Jersey. He served in World War I as an entertainer in the U.S. and Europe, singing and playing piano, and he also entertained troops during World War II. He wrote music and lyrics and independent songs for stage shows and movies, but his output was not prolific. His best-known song, As Time Goes By, was written in 1931 for the musical Everybody's Welcome, but it was not until it was featured in the 1942 Humphrey Bogart Ingrid Bergman picture Casablanca that it became an all-time standard. He died in the same city in which he was born, Montclair, New Jersey, on June 8, 1951. Here are three from the pen of Herman Hupfeld.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On a bet you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs a man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story. A fight for love and glory. A case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. This day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension. With speed, the new invention, and things like third dimension. Yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theory. So we must get down to earth at times, relax, relieve the tension. No matter what the progress or what may yet be proved, the simple facts of life are such they cannot be removed. You must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, the sigh is just a sigh. Ah, Herbert, the fundamental things apply. As time goes by, when two lovers woo, they still say I love you, on that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story. A fight for love and glory. A case of do or die. And the world will always welcome lovers as time. Thank you.
On the tuba down in Cuba. Oh, any sapple fell an apple, but this chap would weather grapple with his oompa oompa oompa. They prefer it to a boopa doopa doopa. They love the rumble on the tuba down in Cuba. It doesn't take him very long to get a tumble, for all the rumble lovers go into their rumble. Oh, how I'd like to be his double, for without a bit of trouble with his oompa oompa oompa, he can knock 11 ladies for a loopa. They love the rumble on the tuba down in Cuba. He's not a greenhorn, he blows a mean horn, a must-be-seen horn. Oh, he's a whiz. Why, all Havana loves this funny-looking booba, who plays the rumble on the tuba down in Cuba. I can't believe it, but they tell us every peanut vendor's jealous of his oompa oompa oompa. They prefer it to a boopa doopa doopa. They love the rumble on the tuba down in Cuba. They love his oompa 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 oompa.
Thank you.
Johnny Marvin with Nat Shulkert and his orchestra, August 18, 1927, and Baby's Blue. Baby's Blue was preceded by Harry Reeser's Six Jumping Jacks with the vocal by Tom Stax and When Yuba Plays the Rumba on the Tuba. That's from a Brunswick 78 recorded on June 3, 1931. We began our tribute to Herman Hupfeld with his most well-known song, As Time Goes By. That rendition was by Benny Hale, accompanied by Carol Gibbons and his orchestra in 1932. Last week, January 31st, marked the birth in 1894 of Isham Jones. He was born in Colton, Ohio, and grew up in Saginaw, Michigan, where he started his first band. In 1915, Jones moved to Chicago, where he worked at composing and later led bands at the Green Mill and the Rainbow Gardens, a dance palace which was located at North Clark Street and Lawrence Avenue. Around this time, he took up the C Melody sax and then switched to tenor sax, but by 1920, he gave up playing in the band in favor of conducting. From 1920 to 1932, he recorded exclusively for Brunswick, which even set up a recording studio in Chicago to accommodate the band so they wouldn't have to go to New York to record. The band went to London in 1924, and the following year, Jones did move the band's base to New York. There, they got radio exposure, appearing in The Big Show with Gertrude Neeson and The Chevrolet Show. Jones was also a prolific composer. His first known published song was Midsummer Evenings in 1906 when he was just 12 years old. In 1931, his composition You're Just a Dream Come True became the band's theme song. Other of his compositions include I'll See You in My Dreams, It Had to Be You, and his chief lyricists were Charles Newman and Gus Kahn. Jones disbanded in 1936 because of health reasons and settled on a ranch in Colorado, but the musicians formed a co-op band with Woody Herman as leader. Isham Jones died of cancer in Hollywood on October 19, 1956. Here's Isham Jones.
Thank you.
my hopes were stranded like ships at sea. But now you've handed them back to me. Cast fate like magic beneath your spell. It's really tragic the way I fell. My life's ambition, sweetheart, I found in you. You're just a dream come true.
Thank you. ante. What a wah, 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 what a gal. She has got that thing, I think you'll like her plenty. What a wah, 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 what a gal. You can have each hula hot bamboola, baby. You can have each jolly hot tamale sal. But that wah wah gal and ah wah caliente. What a wah, 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 what a gal.
We began our tribute to Isham Jones in Chicago on January 16, 1924, and Unfortunate Blues, written by Henry Winston and Fred Hamm. Al Eldridge was the pianist there. Next, by way of request from listener Paul, we heard the band's theme song, Isham Jones' own composition, You're Just a Dream Come True. The vocalist on that December 15, 1930 recording was Frank Silvano, who sang lyrics written by Charles Newman. That was followed by another Jones-Newman collaboration, Not a Cloud in the Sky. Eddie Stone provided the vocal on that May 14, 1930 recording. We finished up with Eddie Stone once again and Walter Donaldson, There's a Wah-Wah Girl in Agua Caliente, recorded in that same May 14, 1930 session, which produced at least 8 issued sides. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.